Good morning, evening, or afternoon. Welcome to an episode of Stay Woke, the weekend update, where I take a subject or two that has dropped over the weekend and discuss it with you guys. So now I've been on this earth for over 40 years, and at the time of this recording, there has been one thing that is consistent. If you want to slide something through the news, to the mass public, in America, you do it over the weekend. Drop that bitch on a Friday evening. That is when most people are exhausted of the news and trying to relax through the weekend. Just to get back to their regular lives, the hard part, on Monday. So I choose to take one of these stories and try to build around it to tell you why it is important to pay attention to that. That's why we stay woke. And since it was released this weekend that Texas has a $1 billion school voucher program that will take the taxpayers' money and fund it directly to private schools while taking money away from the public school system. This is what we're going to talk about today. And just to let you know, my source is an article from the 19th that I found on my Apple News app. And it's called How the $1 Billion Texas School Voucher Program Could Have a National Ripple Effect. It's written by Nadra Niddle. All right, so that's where we're going to start at today. It's wild. So part of why this is important for me to talk about is because in South Carolina, there's a similar program. Don't know the number of it right now, but I know for a fact that in South Carolina a few years ago, they passed a rule that allowed public taxpayer money to fund private schools. With that happening, in South Carolina, I know it's been at least 5 years. In South Carolina, more public money goes to private schools than to public schools. We use private money. I've said this a few times. We use private money to fund public schools in South Carolina. And then we use public money to fund private schools. Does that make sense to you? No. Our money in South Carolina, when we pay our taxes, I live in Dorchester District. When we pay our taxes in the District of Dorchester, it goes to the public school system and the private school system. And a lot of it is shaded off into a certain school around here, academy. I think it's a military academy. But that academy gets new baseball field. Has a new building built almost every year. And it's the taxpayers' money that goes there. Meanwhile, certain schools in the district have less than $1,000 per child, almost less than $600 per child to spend on the public education system. And that's because most of the public education, not most of it, a lot of that public education system money, that taxpayer money, is divvied up and sent to those private schools. So, there's a problem in the District of Dorchester right now where they want to take money from schools that have not allowed that to happen and help fund the part of the county that let that happen. So, it's a problem. And that Texas, it pushed it through the House already. And it's going through the Senate probably this week. When this bill passes, because it has the backing. It failed last year. It failed in 2023. But if this bill passes, which it probably will pass, because a lot of things have been going on this year. When this bill passes, if you have a child in a public school, they're probably going to be the last to be able to get a voucher. The vouchers are right now, looks like they're going to be vouching for about $10,000. And it said in the article that average public school, private school cost is about $11,000 a year. So they're going to be able to use those vouchers to go to private school where they can not be around the LGBTQ, people of color. They might even have all boys schools. Maybe all girls schools too, because you know they like to keep their sexes separated. So that's the kind of things that will be going on in Texas, but it's getting a national boost because that's like the second biggest state. If they do it there, it's going to continue to spread. In the article, they mentioned like three or four other states. They did not mention South Carolina, but I know for a fact this happened in South Carolina because I thought it was wild when it went through. I thought it was wild when it was passed. And I just had a meeting a couple of weeks, maybe a month ago, where this was brought up. A lot of the money in the district goes to private schools, so the public schools are starving. Because, especially in this Texas bill, the government is going to decide who's the first to get the vouchers as well. So it's not going to go to public schools because brown people go to public schools. They're probably going to go, because it's going to be federal funded, they're going to go down to who does the federal government consider first-class citizens more. And yes, it will start with white males. All, if you want your private school to be fully funded by the federal government, it get all white male. You'll be in the first tier. Second tier will be white people. And I don't know any other tiers that's going to be granted. Everything else might fall in the regular because they are gloves off, mask off right now. That's all I have to say about that. So if you want to follow anything I do, it's at www.distractionnetwork.com. I am rebuilding that website. So if you go on it one day, it might look different from the next day. Slowly rebuilding. I don't plan on fully launching my new thing all the way through until the end of the year. But you can also find everything that I'm doing on YouTube because that's where I'm housing most of my stuff at now until I go back to website only. Until next time, take care. Be safe. They stop making Allah! Podcasts, yeah, I don't sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.